Speaking of bad, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, first it started with 10 inmates at large. That was whittled down to one. Now we're at two. And this continues to repeat itself with the failures of the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, and in particular, Sheriff Susan Hudson, who's getting all too comfortable with going to the mic and saying, "This is on me. We got it now. We Sheriff, we understand that all of these mistakes are on you." Quite frankly, we've understood that from the very beginning. We said from the very beginning that this was going to be a disaster, and it turned out to be exactly that. It's not that we had this magical crystal ball. We just understood the level of incompetence, inefficiency, and otherwise from your previous positions leading up into this, coupled with some of your progressive ideas that we knew was going to be not a good thing for the taxpayer, public, of the city of New Orleans. And it turned out to be true. And yet, I think I still may be the lone voice saying, even though we're this close to an upcoming election, you need to resign. Get out of there. We don't want to hear you going to the mic again to remind us that this is on you. We're not stupid. We got it. We know it's on you. And that's why you're not going to get reelected. And instead of just creating more noise as we go through this election season, just get out. Get out. Do us all a favor. Save us with "this one's on me." And then, you know, talk about accountability, and then try to write this off as a clerical error. You do realize, Sheriff, that most of what goes on inside a jail is all about documentation. From the booking process to classification of the inmates, assignment to the inmates in a specific geographic location within the facility, documenting whether or not they're getting their appropriate meds, documenting whether or not they're getting fed, documenting whether or not they're getting recreation, documenting whether or not they're getting to their doctor's appointments, this, that, or everything else. It's all, for the most part, clerical. That's what you do. And a lot of it is all about CYA. Cover your ass. Plain and simple. Because you know that at some point in time, you're going to get sued. And you try to create a documentation stream to prove otherwise. That you and the men and women of your organization have done the right thing, have fulfilled all of the obligations they have, whether or not they're constitutional or otherwise. And in your case, while under the oversight of the federal government, you need to be able to convince the federal monitors that you're actually dotting the I's and crossing the T's. So let me remind you again, it's all clerical. And I don't know about you folks, but have you had enough? Have you had enough about, well, you know, relative to this? I have. So let's talk about this clerical thing for a moment. Yes, there can be mistakes. Human intervention is not perfect. No human system that requires the product of human intervention is going to be perfect. So what do? You set up redundancy, right? You set up internal controls to try and minimize whatever risk there is relative to a sole human intervention, one person, maybe having a bad day, maybe got a headache, maybe has a toothache, maybe has any number of things where they're not on their attention game. They're not dotting the I's, they're not crossing the T's. So in order to minimize the risk imposed on society at large, and let me remind you what that is, Sheriff, in case you don't recall, because it's getting very comfortable for you to say that this is on you, it's violent inmates being released who should otherwise be in jail. Got it? It's simple. So there's a redundant system that's set up so that you're not relying on one, that you have actually someone checking the other person's work, and you are comparing the paperwork that you have to the ban that you have on these inmates, right? You have them kind of artificially tattooed by having identification bans and other ways of documenting, you know, whether or not that's the right person by looking at height, weight, you know, race, gender, hair, tattoos. There's all kinds of different ways to make sure you have the right person doing it. But that person having the bad day, if that's the only person that's looking at it, and they miss all of these identifying characteristics, and they let this individual out, it's not good enough for you to go to the mic and say, this is on me. The truth be told, it's not on you. It's on the community at large. And let me state the obvious for you in case you've missed this too, which would not surprise me. They are more at risk. I'll say it again. It's on the community, not you. They are more at risk. And when you add to this equation all of the work that was done by the arresting agency, more likely than not the NOPD or the state police, risking their lives to put their hands around an individual in order to incapacitate that individual for what purpose? To make the community safer. How do they feel this morning when they realize the risk that they took came down to a clerical error? To diminish all of that and put the public, the community at large, at risk yet again. So without these internal controls in place and adhered to day in and day out and checked, internal audits being done inside the organization to make sure that the internal control system is sacrosanct, unless and until that's done, it's on the community. They're at risk. That's why you are compelled to go. And what makes it even worse is that this comes in the aftermath of 10 inmates embarrassing not only you, but your organization, the city of New Orleans, and a taxpaying public. Not national news, international news. Your office has become a joke. You are the face of the joke. So again, it's not on you. It's on our community at large. We have people trying to decide whether or not New Orleans is a place that they desire to live. It seems as though we're doing a great job reducing crime, locking up the impact criminals and the like, but we can't keep them in what is supposed to be a facility that's all about confinement. There's a huge breakdown. And when we think about the millions upon millions of dollars spent in building buildings, putting up bars, controlling keys, controlling computer programs, in an attempt to keep the worst of the worst off the streets of this city, to keep them in a confined facility appropriately, according to law, it seems as though we can't get it done. So again, as a reminder, it's not on you. It's on the community at large. So do them a favor. Resign. Leave. Hasta la vista. You're gone. It's easy. Credible leaders know when it's time. Not to suggest that you were ever a credible leader, but there is still time. Look yourself in the mirror critically. And be honest, for the first time, with the voting public of this city, and resign. We'll be right back.